Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Seth Grove of 196th Legislative District in York County. Representative Grove, welcome to this report to your constituents. Busy weekend in Harrisburg. Besides, of course, the governor's budget address, there was quite a few pieces of legislation that were moved in and out of committee, as well as some things that were voted on in the House floor. One of those had to do with small games of chance, something that's really meaningful to a lot of small organizations in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, recently the members of the House Gaming and Oversight Committee approved a measure to make further updates to the Small Games of Chance Act. House Bill 290 would make it clear in state law that an entity operating solely in the public interest, such as a volunteer fire company, has the ability to retain 100% of its revenue from the Small Games of Chance or for its own charitable purposes. The bill would also call for an addition of several new games, such as Chinese auctions, Night at the Races, and, of course, quarter auctions, something I'm an avid proponent of, and would permit the Department of Revenue to approve new Small Games of Chance through the regulatory process. House Bill 290 would also make annual reporting forms available in a paper format that can be filed by mail instead of online-only options. The bill now heads to the House floor for consideration.
Also, there was some committee movement on an important piece of legislation to help veterans in Pennsylvania.
House Bill 159 would create a veterans tax credit that would allow small businesses, those who employ under 100 employees, to hire veterans and get approved for up to a $4,000 tax credit. So it's a great program to help those men and women who served our country with honor and dignity to come back to the United States and help them get employed with small businesses who are obviously the backbone of our economy.
There's also been a lot of talk about, of course, the debt that state government carries, and I understand that there's some legislation that's going through the Finance Committee that will help to hopefully get a handle on this.
Unlike the federal government, we actually approved a bill in the House Finance Committee to actually reduce our debt ceiling in at least one of our programs. The Redevelopment Assistance Capital Project debt reduction goes from $4 billion down to $3.45 billion, which is a great step in obviously being fiscal stewards of the people's tax money, reducing our debt, reducing any increases in debt, which exacerbates our long-term financial outlook. So it's a great step in the right direction, and I think it's something the residents of Pennsylvania will be very proud of.
And I understand in the past this has been used by some administrations to kind of bankroll programs that some people have looked at as political.
Yeah, two big ones of recently were the Arlen Specter Library and the John Murtha Airport. Both of those came out of this program. So by creating more transparency, reducing the debt, and making it more readily available for public scrutiny, some of those projects hopefully will be falling off the wayside. This also puts a cap. With this process, you have to actually pass legislation to get it. And we've had projects on these lists for decades, and it puts a 10-year cap on it that if it's a project isn't approved within 10 years, it falls off and needs reauthorized.
Representative Grove, thanks for this report. And tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Seth Grove.